Wiseman Radio Podcasts.
Right, so we have decided to take a different show today, and we have decided to do one up on the Qatar World Cup. So we want to address some of the good parts and the bad parts of the World Cup being hosted in Qatar. So yeah, we've got some information for you upon Qatar and the like building of the stadiums, some of the player information, and a predicted lineup for the England squad.
So the first fact is that 7 out of the 8 stadiums in Qatar were built completely from scratch.
One of the stadiums is called 974, and it was built completely out of 974 shipping containers.
The next fact is that it is the most expensive World Cup in history.
Qatar is directly in the centre of the world.
Yeah, right on the equator, isn't this?
Right on the equator, yes. So in the middle of the Earth, it's in the Middle East.
Makes it more accessible for countries to then come down.
It's accessible for everywhere because they've just got to come down, up, left or right. So our next fact is...
December 18th is the date for the final. So if your country makes it to the final, if England makes it far, that is a date for your calendar.
Yeah, it's something to look out for. So, Qatar's first international competition is the World Cup 2022.
Yep.
So, I think that this is quite interesting because if these facts haven't been addressed already, that we've already read out, then we need to find out that certain people are not going to be able to stay in Qatar, and certain people are not going to be able to do different things
Definitely.
In Qatar. Different religions, different styles of clothes, fashion. You can't celebrate in certain ways.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if you're taking the favourite to win the World Cup, which is Brazil, if you're taking Anthony, for example, he celebrates a lot by taking his T-shirt off.
Yeah.
That's not going to be possible in Qatar because that's illegal. Yeah. So
being a lot of trouble.
Our 13th fact is...
Messi, Kane, Nunez... they're almost likely to get the top goal scorer in this competition.
And then the last one, maybe sad for some of you, but I think it's an accomplishment really for these players. So it is going to be Messi, Giroud, Neuer, Busquets, Ronaldo, Suarez, and Di Maria's last World Cup. And I feel that's probably an accomplishment for some of the players instead of a disheartening fact.
Wiseman Radio, the stuff that matters to you.
However, these are the negatives. Women in Qatar must obtain permission from their male guardians to marry, study abroad on government scholarship, marry in working many government jobs and travel abroad. The system also denies women the authority to act as their children's primary guardian, even when they divorce or have legal custody. LGBTQ rights. Gay relationships are banned and against the law in Qatar, and gay, lesbian, transgender people in the country face fine, time in prison, or even the death sentence. This is horrible. The World Cup organizers say everyone is welcome and claim no one can be discriminated against. However, the chief executive says there will not be a change to the country's law during the tournament and asks visitors to still respect our culture. He has said that in Qatar, any public displays of affection, such as kissing between couples, whether gay or straight, is also culturally inappropriate. This goes against the values of our school community. It is horrible.
Now, only 30,000 people from countries such as India, Bangladesh, Nepal, and the Philippines have been building 7 new stadiums from scratch, as well as new hotels and roads in the country. Human rights organizations such as Amnesty International say that as a result, since 2010, hundreds of these workers have faced human rights abuse and exploitation in difficult working conditions with little pay.
Well, the captains of several World Cup teams, including England's Harry Kane and Wales's Gareth Bale, wore a rainbow One Love armband during the tournament to support the LGBTQ+ community. Further ways nations are protesting is the USA national team, which flew to Qatar in a pride plane, along with challenging their club to have a pride colours instead of their normal colours on their crest. Along with that, England also flew in on a pride plane into Qatar to fight against their weak and inhumane laws. Furthermore, the Guardian newspaper claims that figures shown more than 6,000 workers have actually died in Qatar since it won the World Cup bid 12 years ago. The Qatar government said that the total is misleading, and that between 2014 and 2020 there were only 37 deaths among workers at the World Cup stadium construction sites, and only 3 were actually work-related, apparently.
Wiseman Radio Podcasts.